This agrarian interlude so warped and changed and diverted our minds and established values of only such temporary validity, values which idealized the rugged individualist rather than the cooperative society, which emphasized that security lies in land rather than talent and in status in organizations, which emphasized that wealth is visible and tangible and fixed and limited, and that it should be the basis of government taxation, whereas emerging worldwide there seems to be an econotechnic network in which talent is the basis of employment and security, and that this talent, invisible and intangible, is in undergoing constant change. In view of what I've said and what I've been able to learn from some statistics about your state, it would seem that you have in this land ownership a lever by which you could cooperate with investment capital, public and private, throughout the world in a development enterprise that could produce for you the most remarkable dividends from the natural resources which you possess, natural resources all the way from the scenic beauty of this state, incomparable to anything that we have elsewhere in the nation, and the economic resources which could be exploited. But one can't find, I think, to the south adequate models to follow that would be the most advantageous means to exploit these opportunities. And one reason that you won't find them to the south is that our institutions and our ways of thinking, and those who are pioneering in Alaska today are really representatives of that thinking, was oriented to an entirely more limited type of environment, and that the opportunities of the future really lie in being able to innovate, as John Eberhardt was saying yesterday, take advantage of the new times that we are in, and the fact that you have not made a disposition of the very vast resources of your state.